Last night, a gunfight broke out on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, as security forces traded fire with people suspected in the assassination of the country's president. Authorities killed four suspects and arrested others. The AP is reporting that a Haitian official says two people in custody are U.S. citizens. Meanwhile, the killing of President Jovenel Moïse on Tuesday night has deepened Haiti's existing political crisis and left questions about who exactly is leading the country. Earlier today, I spoke with Widlor Merencourt, the editor-in-chief of the Haitian news outlet Ayibo Post. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You are in Port-au-Prince. What more can you tell us about the security forces' ongoing search for suspects?
Okay, so since yesterday in the morning, 1 a.m., when the president was assassinated, the Haitian National Police started a manhunt to find out who precisely killed the president. According to the authorities, the latest information that they provided, four of the persons who participated in this assassination are dead right now, and six of them are with the authorities, and they will be questioned. We are still trying to confirm precisely what they know about the alleged assassin.
The timing of the assassination has made Haiti's political situation extremely complicated. The acting prime minister, Claude Joseph, was slated to step down this week, but he has not done so. And his would-be successor, Ariel Henry, is now also claiming to be prime minister. So do Haitians know who is leading the country right now?
Well, that's a good question, because you don't have anything in the books with regard to how do you handle this situation where every democratic institution in the country is not working properly. Just a quick reminder, you don't have a parliament that is working properly. The Chamber of Deputies does not exist since 2020. The Senate has 10 elected officials, and these 10 elected officials are the only elected officials virtually in all the country. You should have hundreds of elected officials because we did not conduct elections on time. So you have a clash right now between these two individuals for power.
Is it clear whether the presidential election that is scheduled to take place in September will go forward?
We don't know. Before the assassination of the president, we already had questions with regard to whether we can objectively have election in Haiti. 16,000 people flee their homes because of gang violence since 1st of June. You have 20 people who were killed 1 week before the president was assassinated. On top of this, you have this political crisis with different actors saying that the government was not legitimate then, and now they don't recognize what is being done in the name of the government now. So, yeah, there is a lot of questions and a lot of actors are involved, and we don't have clear answers.
How are Haitians reacting to the news? I mean, what are you seeing in Port-au-Prince?
Well, it's a very complicated situation. The country is not functioning properly. You don't see a lot of people in the streets. You don't see a lot of businesses open. And in fact, the main businesses are closed. For the Prince, you don't see a lot of cars in the city like you would see in a normal day. People are speculating on social media and live. Regarding what happened. People are trying to understand, and there is a lot of confusion, and there is a lot of questions that are unanswered.
Widlor Merencourt is the editor-in-chief of the Haitian news outlet Ayibo Post. Thank you very much.
Thank you.